Don't get a little dirt on the tires or past those white lines. A boat ain't a boat if it ain't got no bobber on a fishing pole down by Honey Hole. If it's a bar or a girl or a town in this world, give me the country kind. I'll take it every time. It's my kind of paradise. Wailing on some Patsy Cline. When it comes to music, my drink choosing how I live life. Give me the country kind.
You just heard a snippet of the new single, The Country Kind, by multi-award-winning country artist Chad Brownlee. Hailing from British Columbia, critically acclaimed and multiple award-winning country artist Chad Brownlee's love of the outdoors is very much reflected in the singer-songwriter's chart-topping songs and infectious melodies. Boosting over 125 global streams and numerous gold and platinum certified singles, he has topped the Canadian Country Billboard charts multiple times and reached number one in his platinum-selling single, Forever's Gotta Start Somewhere. His signature sound blends elements of pop, country, and rock, and drawing equal inspiration for the classic country sounds of the 80s and the modern pop country sounds of the 2000s. His new single, The Country Kind, is the first song from his forthcoming album. The track pays homage to the timeless charm of old-school country, infused with a brilliant modern twist. Here to talk about his new single and his upcoming new album is award-winning country artist Chad Brownlee. Hi, Chad. How are you?
Some saliva as I answered the phone there. So,
never good, right?
So I'm good otherwise.
It is so good to finally have you on the show, my friend.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Sorry it took so long.
Missed you. Man.
I know.
So excited about your new music. Oh, man. I just been waiting and waiting because we miss you on radio. It has just been too long, way too long.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it has. It has. But I've been working hard behind the scenes and doing lots of writing and getting this new chapter ready to go. So it really does feel good to finally get it going and get The Country Kind out there to the world and everything else that's going to follow.
Well, seeing you play live again this year, that had to have felt pretty damn sweet, getting back up on that stage again.
Oh, so good. It's one of my favorite things to do because there's nothing like it for me on this planet when you get onto that stage and you sing songs and you hear them back to you and that energy exchange that you feel while you're up there. It really is a different dimension. So to be able to get on the road again and see all my fans and new fans, it was a very special summer for sure.
Tell us what it's been like for you to, like, with everything that shut down for everybody, the music industry and the whole world, having to be able to keep yourself relevant and be on the internet, on social media, and interact with fans. What was that like for you to be able to make that adjustment?
Yeah, you know, the internet is so bittersweet, especially social media. You know, if used properly, it can be a great tool for us, but if not, then it can be quite detrimental. But, you know, on a positive note, you know, during those years of the industry being shut down and not being able to tour and be on the road, having that ability and having that channel to connect with your fans, you know, I did Instagram lives quite often during the winter months, and that was a really great way of staying connected, and I know people really appreciated it because there were no live shows going on, so that was kind of the closest that people could get to that experience. So I was fortunate that I was able to do that from my living room and reach other people in theirs.
I loved it. And as you know, I kept saying to you, when are we getting you back? Because, you know, I'm so used to seeing you on the road at all the different festivals and just to get out there this year and finally see you play live again. And your voice is just something that is so unique. And every single time you sing a note, we definitely know it's you on the radio. So we've missed it. We are so happy you're back. All this new music. What has been the biggest thing that you have taken away from the time that you had off, and reflecting on your musical journey and the kind of music that you wanted to release in this new chapter for your life?
Yeah, there was a lot of reflection for sure. But I think through those times and through difficult times, I think we develop and we grow an appreciation and a gratitude, you know, for everything that matters in our lives. And, you know, I feel more fortunate now than ever and more grateful than ever to be able to get up on stage and do what I do and release the music that I do and be able to, you know, impact people in a positive way. It's really the reason I got into this mm-hmm. industry to begin with, was, you know, I understood and understand the power of music because I'm a fan first and foremost. I cry with music. Nothing moves me more than music. When I was 8 years old, that was the first time I experienced it, playing the piano. I was playing a really emotive song, and I just started to weep as an 8 year old, and I just thought, what wow. is this power? What is this thing called music? And ever since then, I've had the bug, and I've never stopped. So yeah, I think, you know, that time of reflection really helps to push you more into that feeling of appreciation and gratitude for what you get to do.
You heard a lot, you know, over this time talking to the different artists on the show, and just their mindset and how they had to reset. And then they were really grateful for it. They were very scared at first, you know, in learning how to write by Zoom and all the different things that they had to do just to try to keep, you know, new music coming out. But just the mindset of what music became to them and what they were chasing at the time, you know, that reset really helped them to focus and say, you know what, I've been doing this all wrong. And just that change that they took in their approach to new music and writing and being able to write the kind of music that they really wanted to all along, but didn't realize that, you know, maybe they were chasing the radio dream or, you know, the next hit for radio and not for themselves. Was that different for you too?
Yeah, I think, you know, every artist is so unique, is so different. I don't think there's any two artists that are the same, because it's a unique expression. I think that's what makes an artist an artist. And when we can have that space, you know, that time where we're not rushed to create, we're not pressured to create, where we can our own authenticity and allow for ourselves to connect with that creative energy that seems to be so elusive, you know, I feel we're more a conduit to this creative energy than anything, and we just have to get out of our own way. And I think sometimes that takes time mm-hmm. and a limited amount of voices telling us what we should do and who we should be.
I was going to say that, because a lot of the time we surround ourselves with people when you're first getting started in this business, and you don't really know who, you know, to trust and have in your inner circle. And, you know, like you said, a lot of voices can steer you in different directions. And I think that's something that you learn within time. But what's the one piece of advice that you would give to a young Chad Brownlee today?
To a young Chad Brownlee? Mm-hmm. Don't take yourself too seriously. You know, there was a lot of stresses and anxiety that comes with performing and trying to, you know, live up to expectations and all these things. And really, it's just, yeah, silence the noise and just be who you are.
Nice. Good piece of advice. Yeah. Very good piece of advice. What's the one thing that you have learned about yourself and what nature brings to your life today?
Oh, nature. My gosh, it's been a part of me since I was a kid, since I even had a memory. It's my outlet to charge into, you know. It's what fills up my batteries. You know, I'm an introvert. Many people might not know that because it's kind of counterintuitive to being an entertainer. It's a very extroverted occupation in a sense, but also you need that introverted side to really dig into the creative side of things. But it's been an incredible journey, and nature itself has, yeah, it's the fabric of who I am. You know, I live in nature. When I was a kid, I wouldn't watch cartoons. I would watch fishing shows or nature shows, and I love animals, and it's always been a huge part of me. So that element of country music, where it's the outdoors, that just comes so naturally to me. So yeah, it's a huge part of who I am.
I can totally relate to everything that you just said there. I know being on radio and, you know, shooting all the time at the festivals and interviewing, I'm an introvert as well. And I think that allows me to be more creative, and you tap into, I think, the emotional end a lot more than just, you know, getting out there and just being the face of everything. I'm more creative on this side of it. And I think that allows me to tune in and really reflect on the lyrics of a song. And I don't know, it's just a great outlet for me. And music's always been a big part of my life, no matter where, whether I'm in the car on a road trip somewhere or shooting wildlife. Like, I love photographing wildlife and being in nature. That's what grounds me. And fishing shows, I still watch them.
Amazing.
Still do. It's a part of my, that's a part of my DNA. I think it's always going to be that way.
Great.
What has been, like, when you look at your career, you've always been so incredibly dedicated, and it takes discipline and an extreme amount of discipline to play sports and now this creative side of music. What is the one thing that you have carried from the sporting career and carried that into your career now in the music industry?
I think it's that resiliency to never give up. You know, there's been a lot of hard physical moments for me in my sports background, and I learned a lot about myself by being pushed past those physical boundaries that I thought I had. It's like, whoa, wait a second, I'm actually stronger than I thought I was. And you realize this time and time again, and that's what the sport of hockey and the other sports that I played as well really taught me, was to push through adversity. And when someone is telling you can't do something, whether it's the other team or your coach is coming down on you or whatever, you know, you find a way to bring out that resiliency inside of yourself. And that fortunately has translated in other things in my life, and I brought that with me into my music journey, because it's not a stable industry. I went from one unstable industry in the sports world to the music industry. So you kind of have to have a thick skin and really believe in yourself, because no one else really knows you as well as you do. And you have to trust that. You have to really go inward and find that solid foundation of who you are and trust yourself in the journey that you're on. And so I think it was the teachings of moving through that adversity or tough things that your mind is telling you can't do, but really you can. And it's just reminding yourself of that when you face certain life obstacles.
I think it's those ups and downs that really create who we are and how we face life every single day, and whether or not we push forward or not. If we had it easy, we wouldn't really have the drive. We wouldn't have the creative flow to reinvent and, you know, to think of new things and just always, you know, be on top of what you want to do in life instead of just sitting back and waiting for it to come to you.
Yeah. I think it comes down to our perspective of, you know, pressure and resistance. You know, is that something we want to avoid and stay in our comfort zone, or is there an opportunity there to grow? You know, it's kind of like your muscles don't get bigger unless you give them resistance and difficulty. And I think that can be a metaphor to many things in our lives as we go through, you know, difficult moments. These are opportunities for us to grow, to rise. And I think it all just comes down to our perspective of those events.
Absolutely. The one thing that did change a lot for the music industry and, you know, businesses in general, but definitely for you guys when it comes to writing sessions, you know, when the world shut down, the Zoom sessions, you know, being able to pick up on somebody's energy when you're in a room writing is one thing, and that's what you thrive on. That's a big part of the process. But to do it by Zoom must have been a huge change for you.
Yeah, there's an energetic exchange when you're in the room with somebody. And whether they're you know, giving you lots of ideas or not. I think just their presence there, you know, really affects the room. So, yeah, changing that dynamic. I was going down to Nashville multiple times a year, and that flow kind of changed, and we had to adapt. And fortunately, we do live in a time where we can still write remotely, because The Country Kind was written over Zoom with Dave Thompson and Tina Parole, you know, they're two very, very talented writers, and Dave's a great producer, and Tina's a great singer, and we just had a really good combination, and the song just really fell out within a few hours. So it's kind of special when that happens. You can't sing or play together because of the timing of Zoom. You can't harmonize. It's kind of, you know, you kind of have one person at a time, so you can't have that sing-along moment in the songwriting session, but the ideas can still flow, and great things can still be created.
And that you did. This is the perfect song for you. Perfect song for you.
Yeah, it was. I thought it was just a great first song on this next chapter, in this next album. It's anthemic. It's simple. It's easy to sing along to. And it's all it really is, you know, all the things that I love. And if you watch the music video that just came out, if you want to kind of know the gist of who I am and what I love, it's all in that video. My girlfriend Zara, my dog Tucker, is actually our neighbor's horse Rain. Beautiful, beautiful horse that they let us ride. But we'll be getting horses on our property here soon. So
nice.
Yeah. So it was very easy to shoot that video, because I was just 100% myself with all the things that I love, and I feel like that's what The Country Kind brings out.
Anytime I've interviewed you, and anytime we've gotten together, you know, backstage, that is something that I knew, you know, meant so much to you. And I think that's why I connected to you and your music so much. It was because of what nature does and just the simplicity of what classic music can be in a modern age. And that's what you've done with this. I think it's absolutely brilliant. This song is so amazing. The great part about this, too, is working with Dave, because multi-instrumentalist, man, he got an awful lot that he can offer when it comes to production. And, you know, it's just such an incredible job on this, right? And I think that this song is just the perfect release for you as the first song coming out in a long time. But that classic country sound, you know, is like, we look back at some of the greats, and it brings you back to that, but, you know, with a modern twist. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for that. You know, the classic country, I've probably been playing 80% of the time over the last, I don't know, decade. I listen to vinyl 98% of the time at home, and, you know, the Willies and the Waylands and Merle and Charlie Pride and Patsy Cline was just on last night as we were eating dinner. And so, yeah, these are anthems of my life. So I think that's what really came through with The Country Kind, was a lot of that influence on me over the last few years.
What has it been like to see the fans react to this song so well?
Oh, it's everything. I mean, you hope that your music resonates. I think we create art for ourselves, and we create art in hopes that it can, you know, move someone in a positive way. And whether it be taking them away from something negative in their lives for 3.5 minutes with just a fun, jovial song, or something with a deeper message that really inspires people. So, yeah, anytime that I hear testimonies from people, or that they really enjoy my music, or my favorite is, I'm not a country fan, but I love your music.
Nice.
that's always my favorite. So, yeah, it's so great to hear those testimonies.
Well, you know what? You hit the nail on the head with this one. I'm so, so happy for you. We're going to play this one right now. Here is the new single, The Country Kind, by multi-award-winning country artist Chad Brownlee, here on Music's Journey.
Don't get a little dirt on the tires, or past those white lines. A boat ain't a boat if it ain't got no bobber on a fishing pole down by Honey Hole. If it's a bar or a girl or a town in this world, give me the country kind. I'll take it every time. It's my kind of paradise. Wailing on some Patsy Cline. When it comes to music, my drink is choosing how I live life. Give me the country kind. A song ain't a song if it ain't got three chords and the truth, and a good story too. Night ain't a night if it ain't got some beer and some stars, 'cause that's who we are. So give me the country kind. I'll take it every time. It's my kind of paradise. Jones or some Charlie Pride. When it comes to music, my drink is choosing.
Was the new single, The Country Kind, the first single off the forthcoming new album by my very special guest, multi-award-winning country artist Chad Brownlee. Don't forget you can download your copy of The Country Kind on all streaming platforms. You can add it to your playlist and you can share it. You can also request it at your favorite local radio station. Tell us a little bit more about the idea going into this music video. So pretty cool, and I loved it. I know you missed Allie too. I'm sure you would have wanted her to be there as well in this video. So kind of hard, yeah. But at the same time, pretty sweet that you had your other baby there.
Absolutely, yeah. Ellie was the big star of the Forever's Gotta Start Somewhere video. So I'm so happy that we have that moment in time saved. But yeah, she definitely would have been there in all her glory.
Aww.
But Tucker carried the torch for her and looked like such a happy boy, which he is.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, you know, Ethan Burke, who is the director on this, he did such a fantastic job, really easy to work with, great guy, super talented. We both had pretty much the exact same idea going into the treatment of this. I think it kind of wrote itself, and we didn't want to overthink it. You know, I think simplicity was the formula and the key to this, and it came out even better than we imagined.
It is so good. The scenery is incredible. The feeling you get when you watch it, it's just such a great job. Really great job. Congratulations on both the single and video.
Well, thank you so much.
Such a special time in your life, my friend. Such a special time. I'm so excited for you. When you look at what the animals have brought to your life, and Allie and Tucker and your girlfriend, the horses, everything that you have surrounding you right now, what is the one thing that you fear the most when it comes to your life?
That I fear the most?
Mm-hmm.
Not protecting the ones that I love.
Mm.
Not being there in a way that I could be. Yeah, that would probably be. I don't like to rest too much in fears. I'm a huge believer of our thoughts manifesting our reality. But yeah, I'm a protector by nature, and for those that I love, I will protect vehemently and with so much love and passion, and do what I can to care for those around me. So yeah, if there was accidental neglect or not doing what I need to do as the protector of the family, that's a big fear of mine.
You have such great emotional connection, and that's what I love, about you as an artist and you as a person. So that really stands out, your love for animals. I don't know what I would do, when that day comes when I'm not with Mocha, because my God, she is just there for
Oh.
everything, and they are just such incredible gifts to us. And in
They
what they
are.
bring to our lives. So I really, really appreciate your view on all of that. Tell us a little bit about what you are working on, because I know, I think what you're thinking of releasing the second single, and you're going to be doing that, what, the first of the year, 2024?
Yeah, we're shooting for the first quarter of 2024. But it all depends on, the success of Country Kind, and it's a moving target when it comes to, release dates and whatnot. But this second single, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. There's a female Canadian artist that's joining me,
Oh,
and she's an
nice.
absolute powerhouse and sounds so good on this track. I just want to release it today, but I know I have to wait.
Can you tell us a little bit about how many tracks you've got coming on this album? Do you know yet?
Well, the album won't be coming out probably until later in 2024, and knowing the history of making these things is that it always changes. I could have an idea of a certain amount of songs, and then I write another one, and we add it on there, or it changes, or someone sends me another song. So, expect at the very least a 7 to 8 song EP,
Nice.
but it also could be an album with more than that if I've got too many songs to choose from, and I want them all on there. So right now we'll do, 2, 3 singles, and then we're going to start preparing for album release.
Well, I can't wait for this. Is this going to be a duet that's coming up?
It is going to be a duet.
Nice. I've been waiting for that for so long. Cannot wait to hear what's going to be.
Well, wait no more.
Ooh, can we tell?
Oh, well, I guess you got to still wait a few months.
Oh, come on. Can we have a first letter of the person?
Ooh, can you? I don't know. Does that give away too much? Okay, I'll give you the first letter, but if you guess it right, I'm not telling you that it's
Okay.
right. Okay. It starts with an A, and that's it. That's all I'm giving you.
Ooh, Allie Walker. Maybe.
I'm not
We'll
saying
see.
yes or
We will
no.
see. We will see. Okay, do you have some time? Do you have some time for a few burning questions before you go?
Sure.
Okay. First one, rapid fire. Okay. Favorite song on the radio today, any genre?
Favorite song on the radio today, any genre? Ooh, I don't know. That's speaking of duets, that Tenille Townes and Bryan Adams
Nice. I loved that one
song.
too. Oh, such a good
Yeah.
song. Yeah. And she's such a
Oh, it's so
sweetheart.
powerful.
Very much. Very much. I loved having her on the show, and she's just so gentle and as a soul. Yeah, just
She's the best.
incredible. Incredible person.
Yeah, I've known Tenille for years, and she's just done so many, thankless things for her community. She's just, yeah, she's a powerhouse.
Beautiful soul
Yeah.
inside and out, an incredible
Yeah.
artist. Incredible songwriter
Yeah.
too. Yeah, incredible. Okay, favorite moment in your life so far?
Favorite moment in my life, meeting my girlfriend Zara.
Nice.
She
Nice.
changed my life in an instant. Everything just, it's like we went on a different set of tracks, and things just were so, yeah, so amazingly beautiful. This one person can change your life so amazingly. So that's a moment I'll never forget.
Well, that's what they say. When it's the right one, that's what happens, right?
Yep,
It's
exactly.
just so easy when it's the right one. Okay, favorite
Exactly.
thing to do when you need to unplug from the world?
take my dog out into nature.
There we go. And we see that in the video. Very cool.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, here's a fun one. Describe your first kiss.
My first kiss? I was actually in kindergarten. I don't know if that can count, but I was on one of those double swings. And yeah, I guess I just decided to go in for it. And
wow.
My dad was looking through the window and he bangs on the window. He's like, no kissing.
Very
that was my
cool.
very first memory of kissing a girl.
Very
cool. I was
cool.
4 or 5.
Very yeah. cool. Okay. Craziest thing on your rider?
Craziest thing on my rider? Nothing really crazy. My rider's pretty modest, I think. You know, it's got beef jerky, it's got some energy bars, it's got some throat coat tea, batteries, chips, ruffle chips, because the oil, it helps to coat the vocal cords before the show.
Oh, really? Huh.
Yeah. So maybe that's the craziest thing that you wouldn't think is beneficial before a show.
Do you have a favorite kind?
Just plain, like, salted ruffle chips.
Hmm. Very interesting.
Yeah, that seems to be what's on the rider. But my favorite chips are, they're actually rice chips.
Oh, I like those too.
And they're sweet chili.
Mm-hmm.
These sweet chili rice chips. Oh, so good. They taste like Doritos, but healthier, better.
At least we tell ourselves, well, they are healthier, but...
healthier.
That's all I can say to that one. Okay, so favorite song for you if you want to get pumped up?
There's a band out of Iceland named Kaleo.
Oh, nice.
Their song called No Good.
I know this one well. I know this
one. Oh, yeah. It's
such
a good one.
Good
it gets
song.
Me fired up every time.
Nice. That's really nice. I'd like to hear that one. Okay, so favorite jam session so far?
Favorite jam session?
Mm-hmm.
Was it Saskatoon or Regina? See, this is what happens when you go to so many places. They all just kind of blur together. But we were in Saskatchewan. And it was after the Junos. And I was with Jim Cuddy and the whole Juno Cup crew down in, one of the party rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a few guitars, a violin. And we were all just sitting around passing the instruments, singing songs. It was just so authentic and flowed and so much talent in the room. You know, it was one of those nights that could have gone on all the way till the next morning, which it almost did. But
very cool.
That was a great memory. Yeah.
That's a nice one. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Who was your first celebrity crush?
My first celebrity crush? It might have been Shania.
Oh, really?
Yeah, back in middle school, back in the 90s.
Very cool.
Yeah, I listened to her record on repeat.
What's your favorite song of hers?
There's so many. Oh, gosh, I'm just racking my brain with all of them right now. But for some reason, Whose Bed Have Your Boots Been Under is just circulating in my mind right now.
It was the first one that popped into mind. I miss your voice so much. I miss it so much. Oh, man. I am so thrilled, so happy for you. Congratulations on the music video and this new single. What a way to come out swinging.
Oh, thanks, Kim. I really appreciate it. And thank you for having me on today. It's nice to get the engine running again and get some new music out there for people.
Oh, we cannot wait. Cannot wait. So we will see you on some social media, I'm sure, in the next little while, and look forward to that next single. This one's doing
absolutely
amazing.
Me too.
And this one, I'm telling you, is just such a great song. Great choice.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I can't wait to perform it live for you soon.
Very cool. We will see you very soon, and thank you so much again for taking some time to come out and chat with us about your new music.
Anytime. Thank you, Kim.
All right,
really appreciate it.
Take care of yourself, okay, and we'll see you soon.
Okay, you as well.
Okay, bye-bye. Once again, a great big thank you to my very special guest, multi-award-winning country artist Chad Brownlee, for coming on the show. I've got some great shows coming up. I'm going to be interviewing Megan Patrick, Mackenzie Porter, Runaway Angel, Dan Davidson, the Canadian Tenors, Michelle Wright, Nashville's Scotty Merrick. We also have Elise Saunders, Katie Topham, Jamie Warren. We also have Rock Hall of Famer Lighthouse that's going to be here. We've got Devin Cooper and so many more. Don't forget you can catch all the shows that you don't want to miss at musicsjourney.com. You can also check out all the articles, new releases, new videos, and reviews at nowandthenmagazine.com. Well, that's it for me, your host, Kim Sear. Thank you so much for tuning into the Music's Journey Show, and have yourselves a wonderful day. I will catch you here next time on Music's Journey.
8 a.m. on a downtown train, I would have walked up and asked your name. Midnight in a crowded room, I would have had to come talk to you. Anywhere, I don't care. Forever's gotta start somewhere. Dance floor of a dive bar, you would've walked by and stole my heart. Summer night at a county fair, I would've stopped in my tracks instead. And I'd have known right then and there, forever's gotta start somewhere. This could be the first night of the rest of our lives. We started something right here. Trying to buy your drink at 2-for-1 on a Tuesday. How can a good thing start this way? Well, it could end up anywhere. Forever's gotta start somewhere. This could be the first night of the rest of our lives. We started something right here. You call it crazy, but I think but it's all that I got. Can't let you walk out of here. This could be the first night of the rest of our lives. We started something right here. But it's all that I got. Can't let you walk out of here.